And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
Silence is golden. Can yours be bought? Some sell theirs in an open tent shop at a media gala. It's a hard pill to swallow. Fourth Estate sells out for words on the dollar. Did you expect the truth? Naive little lamb. Got Mary on speed dial to give me a hand. The elephant's in the room, gonna let him stew. He can call his crew on Zoom and go boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Flashier than the pyrotechnics at a funeral, but they dead inside. Might as well be cooning, yo. Playing both sides, never asking hard questions, accepting dismissive rhetoric as honest submissions. Critical thinking got hosed with uncritical unblinking. Zombies skating on thin ice while mimosa drinking. Privileged little fashion adjacent, way to complacent fashion adjacent. Nah, it arrived with your placement. Silence is golden, they're as silent as lambs. Obedient bleeding bleeders bleeding while the elite scams. Repeating what their masters say, pretty little parrots, led by sticks of lies and a bundle of carrots. The Fourth Estate is fan fiction from the Cold War. They ask too many questions, they get a boot and a door. We've seen this before, why are you lying to yourself? The cards have been dealt, no one to call for help. The cost of freedom is eternal vigilance. Belligerent, ambivalent ignorance is ridiculous. But we did this since, well, way before I was born. We won World War II, but we've been more war torn. The atrocities we adored, the things we wear with pride, like hoping Netanyahu commit genocide. Side. Don't ask questions, that's not the job of the press. Printing what they're told, nothing more, nothing less. How do we get here? The imperial boomerang. It's not something I invented or some foolish slang. The logic is simple as complicit cooperation. We commit atrocities abroad, we get it in our nation. Silence is golden, they're as silent as lambs. Obedient bleeding bleeders bleeding while the elite scams. Repeating what their masters say, pretty little parrots. Led by six of lies and a bundle of carrots. If you tie a bag of cash to a man and his voice, no surprise when he sells his silence as a choice. Drives a Rolls Royce, no shame, just rejoice. This is how the morbidly rich exploits the working class. Lulls us to a sleep, while the cost of living never ceases to increase. People seek peace, but our masters seek violence, because things suck so hard they need our silence. That's why they strap on boots and act like galoots. They're all out of plans, but never out of cahoots. But who gives a hoot? The suffering the worse. That's why the press subdues the truth that lurks behind the lies, behind the smokescreen of the state, hiding the rot inside while their wealth evaporates. They lie through their teeth and a pound of makeup. Whatever they're told is the cause they'll take up. Silence is golden, they're as silent as lambs. Obedient bleeding bleeders bleeding while the elite scams. Repeating what their masters say, pretty little parrots, led by six of lies and a bundle of carrots. Chorus Gate of the Incomplete Orchestra, broadcasting to you through ccmixter.org. Yeah.
It is also possible for newspapers and other forms of communication to be controlled by private interests.
I thought I told you to kill that story. It'll cost us a lot of advertising.
If that story goes out, I quit.
All right.